Not sure if you knew this, but today is National Garlic Day. Tomorrow is National High Five Day. Saturday is National Jelly Bean Day. The list goes on. Kenny Malone from our Planet Money podcast wanted to find out who is behind these weird holidays.
There's an article from over 100 years ago complaining about National Raisin Day, about how it is just a shameless promotion by the raisin growers. And so, yeah, some of these holidays are created for exactly the reason you think. Shameless promotion. And sometimes,
thank you, Mr. Speaker,
even lawmakers get involved.
I rise today to talk about National Golf Day.
For years, the U.S. Congress was a holiday factory. They call them commemorative periods. And legislators went a little crazy with them in the 1980s. The peak of this was during the 1985-86 congressional session. During that time, one in every three laws established something like National Air Traffic Control Day or National Bowling Week. It got so bad that the House of Representatives eventually said, enough, we're not doing this anymore.
Right, and people started submitting to us to kind of fill that void.
This is Holly McGuire. If you want to make up a holiday, you want her blessing. McGuire is the editor-in-chief of a big book called Chase's Calendar of Events.
It's very heavy. I haven't weighed it. It's 752 pages.
The book started as a way for news organizations to keep track of actual holidays, but then at some point, Chase's began accepting submissions for what McGuire calls special days.
You know, one we had fairly recently, or in the last few years, is National Argyle Day, a day in... Why are you laughing?
It's fine. I love Argyle, but I just didn't think it needed a day, but fair enough.
Well, okay, it's in January when you might need some bright Argyle to liven your day.
She says most special days in the book come from two places. Advocacy groups looking to raise awareness about an issue, so National Stop Bullying Day, for example. And then there are a lot of holidays that just come from regular people who make them up for fun. Adrian, how many holidays have you created?
1,900, but there's more.
Adrienne Sue Cooper-Smith is one of the most prolific holiday creators. She's in her 60s, lives in Chicago, and she started submitting holiday ideas to Chase's in the 1990s. She thinks it's important to celebrate ordinary things, and so she's come up with what she calls holidates that celebrate everything from the penny to the last name Smith.
The ordinary things in life, I have found, are just as important as winning the lottery, because these are the little things in life that get you through to the next moment.
So where do holidays come from? Companies, sure, Congress, sometimes. But the real holiday factory is a lady in Chicago with a list of almost 2,000 of her beloved holidays. Ready? July 2nd, take a starving artist out to lunch day. July 9th, International Teen Idol Day. July 16th, Sports Club Day. July 23rd, Belle of the Ball Day. July 30th, King Biscuit Day. August
Kenny
6th,
Malone,
National Aunt
NPR and Uncle News.
Day. February 6th, PAC, Pay a Compliment
oh,
Day.
Oh, yeah, that one was picked up by Chase's Calendar of Events.
Really?
Pay a Compliment Day. Oh, yeah, that's big.